You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, before I get into this article, I have to go on this tirade. I just have to. There are few things in this life that I despise more than a blatant hypocrite. I cannot stand hypocrites at all. Why? Because to me, they are some of the most untrustworthy people walking this earth. Now, I have no problems in real life, in real time, outright saying that, look, I ain't shit. People always think that I'm being self-deprecating or I'm putting myself down. But no. See, there's a huge difference when you say to other people, you ain't shit, versus when other people say to you that you ain't shit. Now, when I thoroughly explain it to people, they get this deer in the headlight look because they know I'm not wrong. It's like, oh man, I just can't admit that myself. Now, when I say I ain't shit, that means I've accepted everything about myself, my flaws, my kinks, everything. I've accepted it all, and you get what you see. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, with other people, they always say things that they wouldn't do to try to have that quote unquote good public image. However, I have the ultimate trap card in the form of a single question. Whatever you say you wouldn't do, if it was completely and totally legal for you to do so, would you do it? 9 times out of 10, that person would turn right around and say, well, yeah, if it's legal, then I say, gotcha. Gotcha. Period. Point blank. That makes you a hypocrite. Now, see, myself, when they try to say, well, would you do it? I would say, yeah. Duh. Like age gap dating, which is ironically the main focus of this article. You have a lot of men saying that they wouldn't date younger women for whatever reason. That's bullshit. That's them trying to say, well, publicly, I wouldn't do it. But in the back of their mind, they know they would do it. See, this is why I have no problem saying, yes, I would date a younger woman. As long as she is over the legal age of consent. Personally, I stop at 21. That's the lowest that I would go. Why? Legal age to consume alcohol. Even though 18 in America is a legal adult, but I just have to have that safety area. Now, in regards to age gap dating, women are the ultimate hypocrites when it comes to this topic, which is the overall focus of this article that I'm going to be sharing with you. Now, this article was published on the 5th of December. CGA covered this new TV show. However, I'm going to bum rush it like the juggernaut. I don't have any filters. Cougars prowl for Gen Z men on Hulu dating show, quote unquote, back in the groove. Gentlemen, get this out to all Passport brothers. Share this article. Share this TV show. Ironic, isn't it? Women who are older, who go after younger men, are called cougars. Yet, older men who date younger women are called predators. Ironic, isn't it? A cougar is, in fact, a predator. But we have to soften everything up for women. That right there completely kills the whole equality argument. This vacation destination is Cougar Town. On the new Hulu dating series, quote unquote, Back in the Groove, 3 40-something-year-old women date men half their age. The series is, appropriately enough, hosted by Taye Diggs, who played a younger man dating Angela Bassett in the big screen flick, How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Oh, the irony. The irony never escapes me. Neither does the hypocrisy. Because I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts, every single female passport detractor will have no smoke for this show. In fact, they will actually support it. Why? Because as much as women hate each other, they also try to live vicariously through one another. And this show right here is selling what? Hope, which is one of the most dangerous things, especially for men in this day and age. Quote unquote, I did have a few anxieties. Atlanta-based beauty entrepreneur Sparkle Heights, age 43, told the Post about her time on the show. Quote unquote, I thought they'd be immature, or I thought some guys might be looking for sugar mamas, she said. Wow, the hypocrisy on display. But a lot of guys, they were quite ambitious in their own right. The conversations were not that much different than what I'd have with guys my age. I think they're more open-minded than guys my age. Once again, you're going to hear a lot of throwing older men under the bus. Why? Because older men are not going to put up with their crap. Period. An added twist. One of the other ladies, Miami-based singer Stephanie Michaels, 41, has a 22-year-old son, Steven, and secretly brought him with her while shooting the show, hiding him amongst the male contestants so he could spy on them. Wow! So she literally brought her son husband to hide among the contestants as a spy. You see, gentlemen, that right there is why we men can never have a united front. There's always going to be a turncoat amongst us. And all it takes is a whiff of peace leave and he will sink the entire operation. Quote unquote, Steven is like my little brother and my best friend. Isn't that quite creepy? But it's okay because it's a woman saying it. If a man were to say about his daughter, she's like my little sister or my best friend, people would freak out. I was hoping he let me know what the guys were saying behind my back because I was sensitive about my image. In addition to Michaels and Heitch, the third woman is a personal trainer, Brooke Mora, 42, from LA. Quote unquote, Back in the Groove follows the trio as they check into the Groove Hotel in the, get this, gentlemen, the Dominican Republic. Wow. This article and TV show is literally handing a thermonuclear device to the Passport Brothers. There can be no more smoke for the Passport Brothers after they see this, after they share this and put the caption, hypocrisy much? And they flirt with a group of 24 men who are all in their 20s and early 30s. Each night, they select men to send packing until each woman is left with one choice. Wow! Man, I tell you, this right here shows that these women and women like this are complete and total losers. And of course, I'll explain why. You know what? I'm done with this article. At this point, I'm just done with it. Now, why are these women losers? First and foremost, the motivation of these women is different from the motivation of men. Now, what do these women have to offer these men? Now, let's make no mistake about it. These women will get piped down. They will probably get piped down viciously. However, these men are not going to marry these women, particularly the two single mothers. Do you really think a man that age is going to be interested in being a stepdad, especially when they find out that one of the women brought her son, who's the same age as he is? I don't think so. However, like the Passport Brothers, like the Blue Book Gentlemen, we actually can offer resources to a woman that we deem worthy. Yes, I said we because, yes, I am still legally married to the meat sack, even though that's another story for another time. See, I could be against the Passport Brothers, but why? Why? I could use my story as a cautionary tale. However, that's another story for another time. I've always said this. If a man wants to go the foreign route, then he should stay foreign. Do not bring the woman back. But the Passport Brothers, they already know this. These guys have a lot more information than I did when me and the meat sack first got married. So yeah, these guys already have the playbook and they're acting accordingly. Now, like I was saying, as men, we're still men. What we have to offer, even in our advanced age, resources, security. What does a woman in advanced age have to offer? Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Why? Because ultimately, you know what she's got?
No eggs. Empty egg. You don't have any eggs. No eggs.
Empty egg cart.
You don't have any eggs.
She's got no eggs. She's got no eggs. And that right there is the primary reason for women to be existing in this society. Now, of course, some people would say, oh my God, that is so horrible. However, nature is what nature is. Most of these women have already hit the wall. They've already had kids, so they have nothing but a used box to offer, to hedge their bets with. But like I said, these young men, they're not going to take that deal. Yeah, they can get some peace leave out of it, but guess what? That's all they're going to get. And these women are going to go back even more miserable. But ultimately, it is what it is. This show is a train wreck in motion. And guess what? I might even watch it just to see the ultimate crash. But I've rambled on long enough. Gentlemen, read the full article. Share this amongst the passport brothers, excuse me. Make sure that guys like Brazil Yesh get this article. I know he would have a field day with it. Because once again, the hypocrisy on display is just outright blatant. Period. Point blank. And for you quote unquote cougars, the social power will go out. Feminism will abandon you. Because something that I peeped from a lot of older women, and hell, I even had an old woman tell me this, feminism is always going to be a young, upper-class game. It's a game for young women. Young women, middle to upper class. It has never been for the middle class or lower class. Even though those women, they boasted the numbers, they never really will get the benefit of feminism. And yeah, a lot of old feminists, they are bitter as hell, because once feminism actually abandoned them, that's when the real hate set in, because they never got what feminism, quote unquote, promised them. And hey, they're the architects of their own downfall. So no, don't save them. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.